It is 6:30 in Barbados. It is now time for the show, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy Dan.
Manners, 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 and respect. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, a Bajan Christmas. Today, want to hear from all of you. How things, Ollie?
Fantastic, Sluggy. Ready for your show.
Good, nice. Shout outs to everyone on the outside locked on VOB 92.9 FM, Saturdays, 6:30 p.m., right here on the nation's number one station. I want to hear your favorite things about the Christmas season and what do you miss about the Christmas season? What do you miss? It could be something that you used to do that you don't do no more because you're getting young like me. It could be something you used to do with your mother, but she ain't here no more. It could be baking a ham. It could be a favorite dish. I want to hear what's your favorite things to do at this time and what do you miss most that you used to do at this time. Also, you can call and let me know if any of your favorite Bajan tunes. All you want to tune up, I want to key up Bamba Boy Candice Christmas feeling go on. Today, we can play some Bajan Christmas music. We can have a vibe and we can take some calls. All I want you to key up, Why Can't This Christmas Feeling Go On by Bamba. I started with my favorites. You can call and tell me your favorite Christmas music. You can call and let me know your favorite food, your favorite things to do, what you miss most about Christmas. Is it Christmas season? Is it Utah season? I can play a few of my favorite tunes, and I'm going to start with Why Can't This Christmas Feeling Go On. All he have all of my favorite tunes, and as the show go on through the hour, I will play some of my favorite Christmas tunes.
we learn to live together, love one another. Why can't we learn to live in love, peace, and joy every day?
Why can't this feeling, this Christmas feeling go on?
Why can't we learn to give, learn to share every day?
Why can't this feeling, this Christmas feeling go on?
1987, Bumba, Why Can't This Feeling? 22 minutes before 7 o'clock, Mr. Sluggy Dunn. We've got a guest in the studio already, Ayana John, and you have a caller on the line.
Nice, nice. I'm loving it. Show talks to Ayana John. Ayana John's the Christmas season. We can have a chat. Ayana, want to know some of your favorite Christmas tunes, Bajan Christmas tunes. But make sure all you have your Christmas music pull up, because you're playing your Christmas music today also. This is the Bajan Christmas party. I thank you so much for coming through. You know, I love talking to you. I love the honesty, and I love that we get down to the nitty gritty, yes, as before people used to say. So yeah, so thanks a lot for passing through. We can have a nice party this evening. Ollie said we have a call already, so let's not be rude. Ayana, begin taking this call.
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. I want to hear your favorite Bajan Christmas music. I want to know your favorite things to do and what you miss most. Thanks for calling in.
Before I get there, let me welcome Ayana John.
Yes.
Miss John, I'm looking forward to the day when I will see you in a film.
Okay.
You ever thought of being a movie star or anything?
No. Not at all.
Why are you limiting your possibilities?
I don't know. I never thought about it. It's not a passion.
I like it. I like it, man. Get on, see, man. That we're talking about.
I don't understand why you mean.
A big superstar.
We limit ourselves too much.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That'd be cool, though. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Sluggy, when I call in this evening, right, I want to introduce you to a song that, in my humble opinion, is the best arranged Christmas song to ever come into Barbados. This song...
Oh, that's a big statement. That's a big statement, boy. That's a big statement. State your name and where you're calling from. You can't make statements like that. Who your name and where you're calling from.
I could further call my name. I am frightened. This is Mike Cummings here. I asked a
Mike
number.
Cummings right here.
Well, Sluggy, you know Mike Cummings, man. Sluggy, you know Mike Cummings, man. Parkinson, man.
Salutes to Mike Cummings. Yes, yes. That we're talking about. That we're talking about. Let the people know, because they're making Ayana. He challenged you to be a movie star, Ayana. Then he come and say this song that he's going to give all you know is best arranged ever. That's
sweet.
A bold statement. And I'm listening for your reasonings. Why?
Listen, I asked Gabby, right, if he can think of a better Christmas song than this. I'm still waiting for Gabby's answer. Let me tell you something about this song, right? When this song came to me, I sent this song without hesitation all across the world. You hear me? This song has been picked up now by an international company called SS Global Entertainment. The only problem is it came out too late this year. But you see, next year, they're planning to put it in movies, Christmas movies. This song is so big. I sent it to England. I sent it all over the place. Nobody has said it is not a good song. Everybody. John King, Arthur Tapping, you call all the big names in Barbados that I would have sent it to, because I wanted their opinion. Everybody says a big tune. And you know, Sluggy, I think you were there at the seminar in 2020, in January, at the Inspired Steel Shed.
Yeah, yes.
Then
yes, it was.
Then Ronnie D was teaching us how to improve songs with the put in minor chords and songs. This girl that was at that seminar put some of those things that Ronnie D said at that seminar in the song. Since then, we've had a chat where we discussed how to improve our songwriting and our music and everything. And this girl, you know, we talk about song crafting and not songwriting. The girl took a whole year to put this song together. Sluggy, when you hear this song, it is going to blow your mind.
No, a year is long. Is it a song we have in the system?
Yes.
Got it lined up already.
It lined up already. When it's done, I want you
to tell me if it's a good song or not. Just give us a minute. It won't take a listen to it. What's the name of the song?
This Christmas.
This Christmas?
By somebody that isn't even a well-known singer. I have never met the girl in my life. I didn't even know.
What's the name of the artist?
What's the name of the artist? Shelly Webster. But it was written by a girl named Laura Hearwood. Laura Hearwood is the songwriter. She's the one.
Okay, peoples, we will listen to peoples. Okay, hold on, Mr. Cummings. Peoples, we can take a listen to This Christmas by Shelly Hearwood, written by Laura Cummings. We can take a listen to this tune, and Mike Cummings said this is his favorite song, the best arranged song coming to Barbados. We can take a listen right here on the Bajan Party. That's cool.
Shelly Webster, This Christmas.
Amidst the noise, the rush for toys, the items on our list, we forget the meaning of this holiday we cherish. But take a look around you, there is so much pain. Someone needs to feel the joy of Christmas time again. We can make a difference, just take a look around. So many people suffering, but it starts with just someone. A smile or time, a gentle word is how we make a start to bring the joy of Christmas time to every broken. Helping hand to those who need.
This Christmas from Shelly Webster.
Shelly Webster, nice. Thanks, Ollie. This Christmas by Shelly Webster. Not a bad job, not a bad job. Certainly not the best arranged song ever from Barbados. Most definitely not, but it's a very good song.
I said Christmas song. Don't mix me up. I said Christmas song. If you can name
it. Not the best arranged Christmas song ever.
Tell me.
Bumba, Mad, Ayana John, Mishka Gill, No Place Like Home. There are many songs that I like far more, but it's a very good song. So don't want to turn that negative point. It's a very, very good song, and she's a very good vocalist, and I hope that she keep bringing up music for sure, because I like it. I love it, and I most certainly will be playing it. It's a good song.
Yeah, but what is important about the song to me are the changed keys, the subtle changed keys that somebody in England pointed out. It has some very subtle changed keys that if you don't have a quick ear, you might not recognize them, right? But what I particularly am appreciative of is the individuals took the time to put these things in the song to make it interesting. And I believe that if we are exposed to more things like this, a lot of songs that we bring in Barbados will be more interesting of international standard rather than just playing up in the Caribbean or wherever. But as it is right now, this song is to be released next year, big time, by SS Global Entertainment. And these are people that work with Mariah Carey, Snoop Dogg, all the big names that you could think about in USA. So they are so impressed with it. Actually, I gave them the song in the hope that they would have given it to one of their singers in the USA. And they said they don't want to give it to anybody. They want the singer of the song to sing it, which I think is a big compliment for us here in Barbados. They want our person, our Barbadian girl, to be the one doing the song, because obviously they have to do it over a bit and to make it, you know, full on, so on. But yeah. Really,
Mr. Cummins, this is Norville, Oliver Norville here. I got to tell you, my brother, the song sounds really good, but you got to be careful when you come on the radio and you make such a big statement as this is the best Christmas Bajan song ever. You know, you got to be careful with that, my brother, because you know, when you're making such big statements, you got to back it up. So for me, from listening to it,
yeah,
it sounded really good, but the music sounded a little bit louder than the person singing. It was a little bit of a struggle to hear the person singing sometimes. So, you know, you got to be careful what you say, Mr. Cummins.
I listen to me. I asked a number of people if they could tell me one that is better than up to now. I am waiting for them to come back and tell me. But in terms of the music, one of the top local engineers, sound engineers, asked me if she was singing to a track. I told her, no, that everything was done here in Barbados. I'm not saying it's a perfect job, because it can still be better.
No, you didn't say it was perfect, but you said it's the best ever patient Christmas song, right?
Arranged.
So you got to be careful, man. Words are like spells. That's why they call it spelling, my friend.
I stand by that. I asked different individuals to name one. Up to now, they cannot tell me one.
Well, you did ask Sluggy, and Sluggy, you have some, Sluggy?
No problem. I ain't got a problem.
Yes, with yes, know. Yes. Say, do I actually have songs that got a lot of complex arrangements. You know, the song is a good song, Ollie, but in music, when you and Ayana will know this because she studied as well. You go into the next key of a song, all you got to do is go to the dominant or the other key. You know, and that's how you change the key. So wherever the next key you're going to, you go to the dominant of that, and that's how you change the key. So it's extremely easy, but it's a very good song. So I don't want my comments to make people hear the song, because it's a very good song.
Beautiful song.
All right, listen to me. I'm being extreme. I know that I'm being extreme, but I'm provocative, right? I'm provocative. But don't worry about that part. I think I like the effort.
We know you want to come from here and put all your games closed. You know you won't play games because, but I appreciate your calling in.
You don't know me. You don't know me already. But no problem. I ain't got a problem with that. But I just want to compliment you first.
90 bigger. So thank you. Thanks for calling, Cummings. Thanks, for bringing you on, Ollie.
Okay, Slug. So just letting you know, we have your other guest in the studio as well, Miss Peters. So we're fully booked and ready for you.
Miss Peters.
Sammy Jane.
Hi.
Jeez, oh, bro, we got two big artists in the studio, Ollie. Two? Not
huge,
even one?
Huge.
Bring she on the mic, my brother. Let Barbados hear her.
Hi, Sluggy. Hi, Barbados.
Yes, please. Yes, good evening. Good evening, Sammy. How are you?
I'm good, you know.
Good evening, how are you? You good?
Who, me? Again?
You got Sammy Jane and Ayana John. Sammy Jane and Ayana John.
Nice. No problem. What's Ollie got on the correct? Ollie, make sure you load up them music, and I also put in both of them on the spot. Ayana, I want to hear some of your favorite
Ooh,
Christmas
easy.
Tunes, Bajan and Sammy Jane.
Oh, Lord.
And Sammy Jane, you as well. And Ayana.
Mm-hmm.
Ayana, why don't you tell me what you love? Yeah. Why don't you tell me what you like or don't like about Christmas?
Man, okay, I can be honest, right? I don't like the gift giving. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. My family is addicted to the gift giving, okay? But I actually told my mother, we were shopping, and I said, you see, when I get my children, this can't play, you know? I said, I can encourage my kids to get into the Christmas cooking and the house cleaning. But you see this gift giving thing? I ain't going broke.
I love that.
Oh,
part
God.
Of it.
Listen. Any family lot, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Listen, I told my, I swear. we had this thing.
Quiet, I got a lot. Listen. Listen, family. Listen, me tell Ayana John family talking to one of specifically now. Uncle Sluggy on one side. Uncle Sluggy from one side, and she got me number 2. I call and I call in gift giving. I'm supporting the gift giving. Just know that Uncle Sluggy from one side. Wanna know that is my girl. Wanna know that is my buddy. But I'm from she side from the gift giving. I love gift giving.
Sammy, on you.
Ayana, you know I love you, but I against you here.
I ain't like the gift giving, man.
Come in, Sammy. Yes. Come in, my
Sammy,
sister.
Sammy here fighting me. Sammy here fighting against me.
I like the gift giving. I can't help it. But I don't like extravagant gifts.
Right.
I like the gifts that people make, and the less costly, the better for me.
I like gifts from the heart.
Yes.
If, when I'm gift giving, I always think to myself, Well, you know, like, I've been around this person for a while. What have they always said that they really wanted? And most times, it's not the most expensive thing.
Correct.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, okay, maybe we could come to a peaceful compromise.
Yes.
Maybe not, like, too expensive, but something like, or like a real gift from the heart.
From the heart.
Right.
You have to give something.
Right. And in terms of best Christmas songs, Tamara Marshall's song, "What Can It Be Like This Throughout?" I think that song is the bomb.
Well, talk about arrangement. Oh God. Ollie pull up that.
Ollie pull up that.
Tamara Marshall.
Yes.
Why can't it be like this?
I love that.
Sammy, give me one as well. Before we party to you and Ayana's music, Sammy want one from you as well. A Bajan Christmas song that you like.
I actually love Bumbers. Why can't this feeling go?
But they play it already.
So not that one.
Yeah, you got to pick another one.
John Yards. Oh.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
I love that one. Yeah, I love that one. Yes.
Shout out. So before we go, Ollie, shout out to Shawlin Lockton. Shawlin said he missed the lights and thing, but the various runabouts.
Definitely,
and the Christmas
that is
lights
beautiful.
On the
yes.
Different businesses. Oh, gosh. Yes, Sean, boy, you know, bring my memories.
Mine.
I used to enjoy this thing.
Mm-hmm. I miss Bonnet.
Yeah. I miss it.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I guess that's probably one of the things that triggered his memory as well, because when he said that, And when he mentioned roundabouts, bonus is the first thing that Are you ready? Are you ready? You got the two tunes ready, Ollie?
Got Why Can't This Christmas Feeling Go On? And the one from John Yard. What's the name of the one from John Yard that you wanted?
I just remember the
I remember the hook.
I think it's Caribbean Christmas. I'm not sure.
No problem. We shall find it. Let's go to Tamara Marshall now then. You ready?
Yes. What about this?
Yes, please.
Ready, Sluggy?
Oh, yes. This is one of my favorites. It's the biggest. I end up on this one. I love it.
Tamara Marshall, Why Can't It Be Like This? Back to you, Sluggy.
Ayana.
Yes. I know that was a good choice.
You know, on a serious note, you know, there's got people that will come along in our culture and from our communities that be among us that as an artist or a technician, right? Like, you will know how good the person is technically, right?
Yeah.
And then, man, you study the work to do and the sounds to go.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see that this person got everything, like the good artist,
yeah,
beautiful, yeah, technical, yeah, good voice, cool person. Then you realize, like, this body was doing this at this top level for the last
years.
30 years.
Yep.
Donkey years.
And then you tell yourself, like, then you know, you kind of realize, like, you be walking among legends and we don't appreciate them how we should.
I totally agree.
Wait, Tamar's song was playing, right? I was studying all the things she do know, Spice, yep, Maxi Priest, yep, then all the performances she put on, Clarice by Candlelight,
oh,
and
God,
then the songs that she got.
Yeah.
And then this song is a classic. This song you play for the next 100 years.
That's right.
You better
believe it.
We ever big up Shidi Baby,
no,
really.
No.
This woman is an icon in my eyes. I mean, if you want to come from the popular music side, which is the more superficial side, she got the big hits.
That's
if you want to come from the educational side, the technical side, she's very technical. It's only tone, texture, and control,
yes,
is impeccable.
But you're not slow.
Whatever angle you... This is my opinion, by the way.
Yeah.
Sure.
Listen, I was having a conversation with my moms, and I said, moms, in my humble opinion, Tamara, in terms of pop music, she has the best vocal, period. None of we ain't got nothing on Tamara when it come to these pop vocals. She was done. She was done us. Listen, respect Jew.
Yeah.
Period. Right? So I had to big up her because I find that, like, I think John Roy produced this song and they put their foot in this song. This is an international song.
It is an international song.
Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk. So big up to Tamara. Real
talk. That's one of our icons that I fear we ain't appreciate enough. And
yeah,
you know, okay, she's somebody that I wouldn't mind seeing again. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing us as a nation giving her flowers. No, you know what I mean? No,
yeah,
she's still,
yeah,
young and good,
yeah,
and
right,
healthy and strong. You know what I mean? Because it gotta be at least 30 years Tamara was.
Yeah, doing this.
No, it can't be 20, no. I was in the game more than 20 years, you know what,
yeah,
I mean? And I was a youngster, man. Tamara was pretty old and good.
Yeah, correct. Same thing. You, that's how I feel. It's true.
Certainly. I agree with you.
Yeah, Sammy.
Yeah,
Sammy agrees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I think we got to do better. I went to Richard's funeral, and I've always been very, very vocal about the fact that Richard should be a national hero.
Yes.
I've always felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when I made my comment, you know, people say, oh, well, you are a Rihanna hater. But I have to be a Rihanna hater to give this man his due?
That's not. Mm-mm.
And if you're naming national heroes, could they not have gotten that distinguished title at the same time? Is there a law against naming two national heroes?
Exactly.
At one time,
it could have happened.
And if we're talking about the Barbados national hero, shouldn't we really be dealing with the people that have dealt with Barbados and that have built Barbados? Because it's not just he won. That's a legend. He created legends.
He created legends.
I don't see that as pulling down. Yes, indeed. Many icons, and there are people that they consider in the GOAT conversation, and that is all people up there that's not offensive, that's me, greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And people like when you look at Edwin, like, it's always argued that you could easily put Edwin in the GOAT conversation, you know, like, in, like, from all angles. Like,
correct.
You know, and Edwin got his start through him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You look at, like, TC and Young
Allison.
Yeah, Young Blood and
Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And Allison. And you look at Rupert Clark, you know what I mean? Like, we had songs that play international moves. Adrian Clark, you know, like, you can't, like, Ian Webster,
yep,
come to Teen Talent.
Yep.
As well, you know what I mean? Like, I first started in Teen Talent. Teen Talent is where I got my start as well.
And Sluggy's a boss singer.
Everything that is doing Teen Talent. Yeah, and everything is due because of Teen Talent. Even working on radio because through Teen Talent, Sammy, we used to get taped to radio stations, whether you make it or not. Once in preliminary, which we would call your radio stations and get interviewed for you. And from doing interview to myself, that center would love to do. Boy, they may look so in control and,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And got so much power, thousands of people listening to them, thousands of people loving their work and tuning daily. So, and that made me fall in love with it. Well, with the radio and one, and that only because I was in Teen Talent. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I don't see that as pulling down Rihanna at all. Like,
nah, because
it could be two.
There's because
it's not like it can't be two.
Yeah, because I made a comment.
You could got more than two.
But that's what I was saying when I made a post. I made a post on IG and he had passed, and I was like, well, you know, why could we not have given him this credit when he was alive? And then there were a couple of people, oh, well, you know, he was a Rihanna hater. So I said, I have to be a Rihanna hater to give this man his due?
And what he truly deserved.
And what he truly deserved.
What he truly deserved.
Because it's one thing to have a talent and you want to keep that close to your heart because you want to be able that you want to be able to exploit all the opportunities mm-hmm. that will come mm-hmm. as a result of that talent. But for you to say, no, I'm going to give a platform to people who have the same passion yes. as me, that is a big sacrifice. And not a lot of us are going to be willing to do that. As an artist, I could speak honestly. I'm selfish. When opportunities come my way, I'm like, well, how can I exploit this opportunity so that I can get my music out there? But how many of us would say, well, let's, you know, create a competition that we can give, you know, an opportunity to these young people
to see what they have.
Yes.
Yeah,
open doors so that people, you know, so that they don't have idle hands, so they're not out on the street just being wayward and causing havoc. They're actually learning things. They're coming to rehearsal. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, that you know, had me put off. But I stand on that.
But I return. And returns spawned so many careers. 3 weeks ago, I had the privilege to be at the Consulate General's house in Toronto, and that was as a result of BIM Got Talent and a youth showcase and sing off they have. And people from overseas inviting my young people to come overseas and perform.
Yeah.
Now, how we gonna give Richard credit for that? Because they only do that because Teen Talent exists, because it was in Teen Talent, because they see it was just Richard doing things for the teens. I talking about for decades, Diana, for decades. It wasn't nowhere else to go. He studies probably Junior Monarch, you know, and yeah. Richard was around even before Junior Monarch.
Yeah,
so it wasn't nowhere to go besides Teen Talent.
Yeah.
Besides Teen Talent. So then I said, and Richard always saying he want contestants, people that pass through, the graduates, to do what he do. He didn't want he to be the only person doing what he doing. So yeah. I take on the opportunity and the challenge now, and look, as a result of that, I was able to catch 3 young people to Canada.
Right.
So like, I only do that because of a challenge. I only do that because of a challenge.
Yeah.
From Richard Stout.
Yeah.
See, come on, man, and here what's going on, Ayana. Well, you go and give Richard the credit. The same 3 weeks ago, while I was there, the Caribbean voted me Youth Mentor of the Year.
Yes.
For the entire Caribbean.
Yeah.
Only because a challenge from Richard Stout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Richard Stout creating heroes and legends. So
yeah.
I totally on board with you. And you know, I won't be going far to give people the flowers, man. Don't be shy when we give people the flowers, know that they're here. Don't be shy to show love. They're never showing people maximum love and appreciation. Don't mind who's saying it too soon, it too premature, or
right.
too corny, man.
Right.
Show people that maximum love. No, get us something to look back and remember. Don't let me wait to the gone or to the at the end of the days.
That's
you know
right.
to do that. Let me do that. No, that's way glad that you choose tomorrow's song and you give tomorrow so much love. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she deserves
flowers. She know.
She is
trust
awesome.
Me. She know. Every time me and her interface, I always let her know. I call her Auntie Tamar.
All you want to learn some Ayana John and Sammy Jane, a Beijing Christmas party. We saluting people. I love the energy. Sammy and Ayana coming and showing love to other people, because that's what the world needs. You know, we need that. But at the same time, keeping it extremely real, and that's what the world needs. So we need to swallow both of those pills. All the tunes are Ayana and Sammy. Let me take in these tunes and come back. 434-1790.
Ayana John with Good Morning, It's Christmas. It's Christmas, 17 minutes after 7. Sluggy, you ready for Sammy Jane, Sluggy?
Yeah, man, a bigger Ayana jump on that one. And let me take in some Sammy Jane and do the big Christmas party on VOB 92.9 FM.
What a good morning! It's Christmas morning! Merry Christmas, everybody! Early in the morning as the sun begins to rise, melody and spices are filling up the skies. Pepper pot, a leg of ham, fruit cake and sorrel in me hand. Parang on the radio, soca and steel pan in the air. It's the greatest time of year.
Sammy Jane with To Love a Christmas brings our time to 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Supposed to wrap up at 7:30, Sluggy, but I'm going to give you an extra 10 minutes to talk to these two beautiful singing ladies. You there, Sluggy Dan?
VOB 92.9 FM right here. VOB 92.9 FM. We want to hear your favorite Christmas memories. No. Sammy, you wrote this one yourself?
Yes, I did. I had a little input from Jamal Newton. He's the producer of the song. So yes, I did. I sat at my table and I was like, I need to write something for the children, you know, that they can sing along to. And being a teacher myself, I always use my class as kind of guinea pigs. So I, like the chorus, I was like, okay, kids, sing this for me. And the whole day they were just singing, you know, I didn't put any words or anything to it. It was just, I do love a Christmas. And they were singing along. And I said, okay, that's it. Because you always work with the children.
Nice, I love it. I like it now. Ayana, I heard Sammy's reason for doing a tune. What was your reason for bringing a Christmas tune?
Well, my reason was that my fiance, he told me, listen, I want you to do something like real traditional because he's from Chicago. So he said, you know, I just want you to do something really, 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 because I do reggae and dancehall music. That's my passion. But he just asked me, look, just do it for me, mm-hmm. right? He said, I ain't gonna ask you to do anything else. Just do this here for me. So I said, okay, well, this is the most traditional sound I could come up with. So I spoke with Blood. He was just, actually, it brings us back to some memories of John Doe. John Doe was playing a rhythm that Blood had done. And we were all on the rhythm. So I looked at Blood and I said, well, I have this Christmas song. Can you produce it? So he said, yeah, man, come in the studio tomorrow. I'll begin to get going, right? So I came. I wrote this song pretty fast. I kind of had an idea. You know, it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas, exactly.
I made it extremely traditional. I love the la-la-las because it reminds me of kids.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Because Christmas is for the kids.
It's for the kids, really.
Exactly, right? So excuse me for sounding like the Grinch when I tried to play down the gift giving. You see that's the selfish part of me, right? But so I came up with the most traditional Christmas song that I could come up with, and then I went in the studio, and as soon as I sang it to Blood first, so he could get like a feel for what I was trying to get in terms of the production, he was like, yeah, I love it, let's go. So, you know, so we went and I recorded it really quickly. I wrote the song really quickly because, as I said, it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. Okay, so think about all the things that you like about Christmas and put it in song.
Yes.
Correct. So, yeah, so it was good. And I love to write. As I said in a previous interview that I did with Sluggy to bring Sammy up to date.
Yes.
The beauty about music for me is the songwriting. Like the performing is, you know, is obviously the cherry on top. Mm-hmm. The success is the cherry on top. But the songwriting, that's the thing that like keeps me hooked.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Nice. I love it. No, Sammy.
Yeah.
What you love most about the Christmas time?
My family. We all get together, and it's just awesome for that, you know, particular time of year, getting together. Of course, you know, I'm a gospel singer, so we go to church at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I thoroughly enjoy, you know, singing at 5 o'clock in the morning because it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's just an awesome feeling knowing that when church is finished, and we do giving at church as well, but it's called a fun gift, right?
It's so, coming for me.
Yes. So anything $5 and under.
Sweet.
That's what we do in our congregation. And then you leave from there, and I know at 12 o'clock, all the family will be together, and it's something. I am like a little child. It's like I can't wait to just see everybody together. And that's Christmas for me. All the older ones, the middle ones like myself, and then the younger ones and the babies, everybody together on that special day, you know. And you play games. We act the fool. So I always have a lot of memories. And February, I'm still laughing about what we did on Christmas Day and who said what. And so, you know, that's why I had to pen the song to Love a Christmas. Because I really, really...
To Love a Christmas.
It's,
but you know, yeah. Sluggy, I was driving my grandmother. I was taking her to the supermarket. And she said, there have to be another time of year that inspires Bajans to do some cleaning, you know? I find that, like, around this time, I see everybody cleaning up and making the house look nice.
Yes.
And then for the rest of the year, you know, then the house start to look rough. And then around Christmas, they start really cleaning.
You start again.
Yeah, so she said, you know, we have to come up with another event. I said, but event like event what?
Like what? Exactly. There's nothing like Christmas.
It's true.
People clean all during the year, but Christmas time is just an extra clean. That's
correct.
Granny.
It's like a spring clean.
It's like everything. Yes. Things get thrown away. Things get
That's
more.
Right.
Everything.
That's right. Everything but the dog. But sometimes including the dog. Oh.
Yeah, everything to me, everything all out, everything Christmas time. But I like the vibe, man. I shout out to the people that could still enjoy Christmas this year despite whatever.
That's right.
Shout out to the people that are still striving to meet the house and the family, still got that little cheer and joy.
Yes.
After working hard the whole year. You take this time at the end of the year to to celebrate, you know, and have a good time and eat enough food.
Yeah.
And remember to go to church. Just had to slip that one in there.
Hey, remember to take in little church. Take in little church, you know, and get a little prayer and start the Christmas right, and then start the New Year's right. Sammy, any plans for the New Year's? Or are you going to church? Or Year's night?
I'm going to church or Year's night. That's a given. We usually start like, I don't know, 10 o'clock and go all the way down to the morning. And then I would take in like the sea with my husband in the morning, or go on the boardwalk or something. You know, you do all of that.
Nice.
And in the New Year, plan to do more music, you know. That's my 2024. I took a little sabbatical from really bringing out music, but I don't know. I felt the vibe from October and started back with this, and I print, and you know that next year will be full of music from Sammy. So just look out for that.
So we can see you. We can see you back in competition.
I'm thinking about it. I was
the robber this year.
Yeah,
it was robbery. You hear what I tell you? Robbery. Robbery. I was there. She performed. Well, I work with Stray Cats every year. That's my boy Jerry Roberts. Obviously, I don't sing soca and calypso, but I would do like I would do the backing vocals, or sometimes do the MC. Sorry. Whatever Jerry want, I would do.
Yeah.
Right, so that's how you know Sammy. So
salute to Jerry.
Bigger to Jerry. Right, so that's how you know Sammy. Like me and Sammy, we sisters.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so man, I was so vexed. I was like, this is wrong. It's wrong, people. They robbed this woman. Don't stop robbing her. Stop it.
I hear that.
It was absolute robbery. Absolute robbery.
Sammy, you feel. You feel, because I had years where, you know, you made it all the way to the finals.
Yes, all the way.
And had a solid performance, made no mistakes at all, come off the stage, it was real good. You feel that over the years you were judged harsher because you publicly come out and state that, well, you're doing it, that you're a Christian and you're doing it for the Lord. You feel that you are judged harder?
You want me to be brutally honest? Yes, I do. I do think so. yes. But I think it makes me work harder, you know, and try to be as good as I can as good as I can be the next year.
Listen, man, she had a song this year, right? Back up and go. Back up and go. You and your piece of song can back up and go. All right. Is that how it went? Or you yes. and your piece of song should pack song. Up and
yes.
go.
Yes.
That song was fire. Flames. They robbed this woman.
But you know something, Sluggy? Yes. Sluggy, it's okay. Yes. It's okay. It's something that I'm going to live with. I'm not going to stop my faith or anything. So they're just going to have to deal with it if that's a problem. You know, there's just certain things. What's the difference? There's just certain things I won't sing and certain things I will sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. For me, the reason why is always open up my platform, Sammy, to be very real with you. Because, like, you know, like, I find it Barbie this time we'd be hypocritical, right? We'd be saying, man, we want positive persons to be popular too. You know what I mean? Instead of trying to make popular people positive, we want to text some positive people and make them popular. We say that a lot. You know, we say, man, you want proper music. You got enough nonsense playing radio. You want positive music. We ain't want to hear the violence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then things that will happen. It made me wonder if movies make it so hard for people that are good. Because, you know what I mean? I'm going to like everything. Like, let's be real. And I'm not saying everybody good.
Yes.
But why have we got people that are good? That are good. And they're doing positive music. Why is feeling?
Because
like,
right now, sex sells.
You understand?
Right now, sex sells. I don't know if that's inappropriate.
Dude, is that Ayana?
To say, yeah, but like sometimes. No, it's
not inappropriate. Sex is not a bad word.
Yeah, it's just sometimes like sometimes like you know what when they say it's got to clean your house from the inside,
mm-hmm.
right? Before you're pretty at the outside, mm-hmm. make sure the inside is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you know, however your image is or whatever, just make sure that you come in with the goods, and then you could pretty up the outside. Yeah, man, I believe that it's become the marketplace has become so fraught with that.
Yep.
That it really, really puts a lot of people that have a lot of passion and genuine passion on the back burner, and it's getting, in my opinion, it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, I could agree that way. That way we need the conversation. That way, for me, I'm afraid to have the conversation. So I always appreciate people that are not afraid to have the conversations either, because I believe in a balance. I ain't saying that I don't like soca. I ain't saying I don't like dance. I ain't saying I don't like walking up.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is that we gotta push positive messages just as hard as we push the other things. If not, we can be part of the problem. We can be part of creating the damage. You know what I mean? And
yeah, everything has balance. Part of
creating damage.
Mm-hmm.
Everything needs to have balance, man.
Can't they get too crazy? You know what I mean? Ayana, you get me?
Yeah.
Crazy. Tell people enjoy when the thing. Yeah, and no judgment, but let me come and support this thing over here too. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. It does have to have a level of balance. If you let things get out of whack, it can start to create a lot of problems.
But, you know, sometimes they feel it's old-fashioned to be, you know, to have morals and to mm-hmm. to bring positivity.
Yeah, feel it all and miserable.
Yes. Yeah. Which is not the case. You just
square, yeah, yeah. No, that is it, Ayana. Square.
Yeah, square. Square, yeah. So it seems like old-fashioned, but it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I guess it
and
depends.
And it ain't cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I love me some John Yard. I love me some Nisha Woods. Right? That's the future, you know, when it comes to.
Yeah, it's pushing Nisha. It's pushing, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Nisha a lot. I like Nisha and Sherri-Ann.
And Sherri-Ann Mon. Mm-hmm.
So.
I love Nisha and Sherri-Ann.
And Sammy next year.
And Sammy next year. That's right. You get to experience that fresh song.
Bang, bang.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just as enjoyable.
Nice. That we're talking about. Ollie, we're taking some music for about 2-3 minutes, and then we'll come and wrap up with Ayana and Sammy.
Well, I tell you what, Sluggy, you've got 5 minutes left on the show. There's a caller, so have a chat with your guests for a few more. Let's see who's on the line. And maybe you'd want to have a chat with them before you wrap up.
Okay, cool, sweet. Oh, sweet, yes. Let me take the caller. Good evening. Welcome to Pigeon.
Good evening.
Rhythm and Rhyme, good evening.
Thank you very much, Sluggy.
Yes, please.
Mr. Sluggy, yes, please. Do you think that a student of music would appreciate a scholarship for $15,000?
Yeah, of course.
I am extremely sure a student of music will.
What kind of criteria do you use to choose the student?
If it's someone that currently engaging in the craft they want to be in and they are studying it and the marks up, and it's someone that got consistent work effort. It can be somebody that's missing up school or missing up studying or missing up days. So all these things that I would usually look at things like the work effort, the grades. If they're currently engaging in studying with a say the one study, the number of things that we'll look at first before you just choose a person.
I was thinking about it because my daddy was a musician. And I was saying, well, I don't expect any big thing, but he is a musician, choir master as well, and whatever. And
nice.
I was saying,
nice.
I don't expect any, no big thing, but if I could do it, give a few dollars as a little thing for a student who is really doing something with his life and so on. That might not be making it all money otherwise, huh?
No problem, that is sweet. You can leave your number with, you can left your number with all.
I'll tell you what, Slugger, you can give her your number directly right now and she can call you directly.
236. Yeah, let me get you time to write down. Take your time to write down, mommy. Ayana, you see that?
I can give you mine so that you can call.
All right, wait. Don't talk yet, mommy. Don't talk yet. Let me take it down.
Well, since you're going to give your number, mom, I'm going to take that number off air. I was going to let Sluggy give you his number.
Do that, Ollie.
But I'll take your number off here. Just hold a moment. Sluggy, you can continue with the show.
Yes. Thank you, my brother. Ayana and Sammy, want to see what positive energies do? Ollie, make sure you unmute Ayana and Sammy. You can't hear them now.
You can hear
me? Unmute Ayana and Sammy.
Hi,
guys. We can hear you now.
That is so sweet.
You see that we just here. You see we just here having honest, positive conversation. Whoa. You see Ayana and Sammy. With Sammy not getting know me, but Ayana's my dog. You see why I don't be frightened to have honest dialogue.
Because
you don't know, it's okay to come and holler at my Ayana. You can answer this for me. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Like, I reach out to you. I told them they want to talk to you. I told them they got questions I want to ask you. I told them they got things I want to learn from you. That's what you do. I can sit up on air. That's what you do. I might be older than you, but I still come to you and tell you that.
Yes.
You understand? Because I know other people might. Other people might be listening and saying, you know what? That's right. Let me get Sluggy some help. Because I'm looking to help the youth. You understand? Persons like yourself know who don't mind giving me the game for free. Yeah. Because don't get tired. You know, they're saying, Barbara, they're not knowing. To have conversations with persons like yourself, anywhere else in the world, you would be extorted for large sums of money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's true.
You know that's the truth. So that's why I appreciate people like you, because you don't know who'll be listening. Mm-hmm. Look, mommy, they're listening and saying, like, you think it's a boy will benefit from a scholarship, because she hear me asking you last week. Yeah. Sorry, not last week. Mm. Last week, I tell her, like, Sammy, is week before. I was asking Ayana about artistry, and she was saying, well,
schooling.
You know, she had hit songs and so on, but schooling, right? She felt like she'd have hit a block. And right. although she was well experienced outside in the community and the culture, she felt that she hit a block. Yeah. And she went and did certain things and went and studied and went to school so she could help get past that block that she feels she was hitting. And that time, she'd already written songs for herself.
Yeah.
She was already singing her own songs.
Yep.
You know what I mean? She'd already played circuit. And she said that, Ayana said she humble. She remember that conversation, Ayana?
I
tell you what, guys, it's now 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Sluggy, you're going to have another part 3 next week?
That was don't you gonna ask you the boss? Yes, I love it. No. Ayana, quickly salute your people. Sammy, quickly salute your people. And you heard Ollie, we are open for next week. If you're all guys,
well, I'm always here. It's your show, and whoever you want to bring on the show.
Thank you so much for having myself and Sammy Jane. Yes. I didn't want to speak for Sammy, but it's great. Thank you very much, guys. And more calls like that should come through to help out the youth.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Definitely to be sitting here and to actually hear somebody call in, you know, what we're doing. And that is so amazing. Refreshing. So, you know, whenever you need me, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Especially if Ayana is here. Definitely. Yep.
We'll come as a team.
Yeah, we'll come. And
all right, people, we can continue the Belgian Christmas party. Ayana and Sammy coming back next week, Saturday. We can have some more conversations. There's so much we could talk about, Ollie. Thank you very, very much for the extra time, Ollie. I truly appreciate it. And thanks for the callers and the encouragement. And big up Mrs. Lynch who called in to offer the scholarship to one of my youngsters. I appreciate you, Barbados. I love you, Ayana and Sammy. See you on the next week.
Love you, Sluggy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I love you.